This is Akashvani. The news read by Sanjay Mattu. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre in New Delhi in a short while. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will launch key initiatives for protection against cybercrimes and dedicate the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre to the nation. Mr. Shah will launch the web-based module Samanvay, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. He'll also inaugurate the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and union territories and central police organizations to enhance cybersecurity. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the GST Council has decided to form two key group of ministers, or GOMs, one on rate rationalization on medical and life insurance, and another on the road ahead for compensation cess. She said the next GST Council meeting in November will take up the recommendation of the new GOM on health and life insurance. Ms. Sitharaman said the new GOM on medical health insurance will be submitting its report by the end of October. The 54th GST Council meeting was held yesterday in New Delhi. The Council also decided that GST rates on cancer drugs will be lowered to 5% from the existing 12%. The Finance Minister announced that any funds provided for research and development will be exempt from GST. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Germany beginning today. During his visit to Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister and other key leaders with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore further opportunities for collaboration. The External Affairs Minister's visit to Berlin is set to prepare the ground for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's proposed trip to India next month. Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramane will co-chair the fifth meeting of the India-Philippines Joint Defence Cooperation Committee tomorrow in Manila, the Philippines. The meeting will be co-chaired by Senior Undersecretary from the Ministry of National Defence of Philippines, Irineo Cruz Espino. According to the Defense Ministry, Mr. Aramane will discuss ways to further consolidate defense cooperation between the two countries. He'll also meet with other dignitaries of the government of the Philippines. The Joint Defense Cooperation Committee was constituted in order to further strengthen defense cooperation between the Philippines and India. The Central Election Committee of the Congress Party has released another list of 19 candidates for the third phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Our Jammu correspondent reports that among those contesting the polls are six former ministers. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. This is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Centre and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. The Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers to control pollution in the national capital. This ban will remain in effect till January 1 next year. During this period, the online sale and delivery of firecrackers will also be prohibited. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai said the decision was made in response to the increasing air pollution in the city during the winter season. The United States will partner with India's semiconductor mission to explore opportunities to grow and diversify the global semiconductor ecosystem under the International Technology Security and Innovation, or ITSI, fund created by the CHIPS Act of 2022. In a statement, the U.S. Department of State said this partnership will help create a more resilient, secure, and sustainable global semiconductor value chain. The Indian contingent from the Paris Paralympics has returned today to New Delhi. They received a rousing welcome with the beats of drums and garlands at the IGI airport. This has been a remarkable campaign for the country with a record haul of 29 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.